Every year we get involved with Anglicare and run Hits Hamper Drive, where we really want to help out anyone in the community who, when it comes to Christmas time, they just can't afford to put on a beautiful spread for their family. Now, the woman who helps out with all this on the Anglicare side of things is the wonderful Esty from Anglicare. Thank you for coming in this morning. And are you excited for another year of hampers?
Not really, but yeah, I think once you start, it's just like, oh, wow, again,
I know.
And it never stops. Yeah.
It never stops. Now, tell us a little bit. You see firsthand who these hampers go to. Tell us the kind of people and the kind of reactions you get when they get to see these hampers.
Well, it's like John, our boss, is saying, you never judge, you do not judge.
Yeah.
If people's got the courage to come in mm-hmm. and ask for it, you help them. But once they walk in and they say, oh, is that mine? Yeah, it's just something for Christmas. They burst into tears, honestly.
Aww.
And most of them are men. It's
yeah.
strange, yeah. But it's just, it hits you because then yeah. you think, I know what I've got. I need to be thankful for that.
So absolutely.
It makes you weak again.
Yeah.
Esther,
yeah.
It's funny you say that most of them are men because I know men really struggle to ask for help. So to get to the point where they're asking for the help, they must be at a real low point there.
Exactly. But that's everybody. Hey, if they got the courage to come in, that means they need help.
They need help. Yeah.
But why I say men, it's hard for the men to not have food or anything for their kids.
Mm.
Where I think women are used to like struggling, then got to be food on the table or whatever, but it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's heartbreaking. So if we can help, by all means. So we ask the community again, please guys, come and help. Yeah. And you guys as well. Every year. Thank you.
Now, I think we had just over 500 hampers last year. Do you think we can make it again?
I hope, yeah. Well, yeah. I think it was twice in a row, last year and the year before, close to 500.
Mm.
So hopefully, well, economy is not getting better. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yes.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Well, look, if people are trying to get their hampers, we want them to start stockpiling, making their hampers. What do we need in them, Esty?
Non-perishable stuff. And guys, think of the personal stuff like hair shampoo as well.
Uh-huh.
They need that as well. But mostly tin food and something for Christmas. Chocolates, biscuits, the fruit cake, custard, like a dessert. So
yeah.
That is something special which they don't have.
Yeah. So non-perishable food items so they
yeah.
can make a few meals, but
yeah,
also
exactly.
some fun stuff as well because
yeah.
it is Christmas time and everybody likes a few treats around Christmas.
A good example is like, oh, okay, we all have breakfast. So something for breakfast and then it's the big lunch and just something to nibble till dessert at night or whatever they plan. So
yeah
that's a like a goal, you know, yeah, this, that's what we need.
All right, fantastic. Well, fingers crossed, we are gonna aim for 500 hampers
yep.
again this year,
come
plus
on.
Some.
Yes, yeah.
And Esty from Anglicare, thank you so much for all of the hard work that you do over at Anglicare. And, you know, seeing us every week with dropping off all these hampers to you.
I need to go make space.
Go make space.
But it's not just me, it's everybody. All
absolutely.
The volunteers, I'm absolutely thanking them for everything. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, good. Thank you, guys. You too. Yes.